Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we are with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Quite the news this week. We were greeted to history in baseball. The baseball writers voting in for the first time with 100% unanimous vote. Of course, most people know who I'm referring to. The great closer,
yes,
Enter Sandman, Mariano Rivera, the closer for the Yankees.
Well, David, everyone's been so focused on next year when Derek Jeter's expected to be inducted. I think a lot of people were blindsided by this year's class. In particular, Yankee Mariano Rivera. 100% of members of the Baseball Writers Association voted for him. That's never happened before. Imagine getting 425 baseball writers to agree on anything. Roy Halladay of the Phillies, Seattle Mariners Edgar Martinez, and Baltimore Oriole Mike Mussina were also picked by the baseball writers. Plus Lee Smith of the Cubs, Harold Baines of the White Sox were picked by the Veterans Committee. So we're going to have six players inducted here in Cooperstown on July 21st, and that's a big class. Immediately, our former mayor, Jeff Katz, he's also published two well-received baseball books, said he figures this induction might draw the biggest crowd ever. The target to beat, of course, is a 2007 induction, Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn. 83,000, that was a biggie, and only two inductees. Last year, Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, and four others were inducted, six in all, a big class too. And that was the second largest crowd on record. But it was a relatively small 53,000 compared to Ripken and Gwynn's. So we'll see what happens. But Jeff Katz said, a high-profile Yankee is always big, and Rivera is the first guy from that great team to get in. New York's only 3.5 hours away, so it's an easy day trip. Same with Halladay from Philly, same with Mussina from Baltimore. A lot of fans are going to get up along the eastern seaboard, and if it's sunny, they're going to say, let's go to Cooperstown. Plus, with Smith and Bain, Chicagoans usually turn out in force as well. A big crowd is not necessarily a great thing, and the size of the Ripken-Gwynn weekend has already changed a lot of things. For the good, the Hall of Legends parade was started on Saturday evening. Fans used to pack the area in front of the hall to get a glimpse of the players, and the parade has stretched out that crowd along Main Street. Conversely, security concerns have risen everywhere since 9-1-1. Now there are lots of police, iron barricades, and even armored cars all over the place. Last year, anti-drone concerns took it to another level. That said, David, there's nothing like a Baseball Hall of Fame induction. Everybody should experience it at least once.
Getting so big, Jim, you're going to have to put people in boats on Otsego Lake. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and much more news. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, sir.